Beim Daf, Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Let us just again start from the Baraisa. That's three lines after the Gemara from the first Mishnah on the Omid. Kedesanya Omar Rab Yehuda. Yehuda Berishayna Yemiyachti Mesachosn Besakala Shoachas Koidem Gnisosam Lechupe. Kidei Shielibai Gaspo. Begolil Lehoyu Oisin Kain. Then Rabbi Yehuda said, "Be'Yehuda berishayne hoyu mamidim lem shnei shvinim, echad loy ve'echad lo kedei lemashmeish esachosan ve'sakalo b'shas knisosan lechupe, be'golil lehoyu oisin kein." So we see from this, there was other mekaymus in Yehuda that they weren't miyachid the chosan v'kala, because if they would be miyachid the chosan v'kala, so there's no purpose in being mamet sheshvinim, because he doesn't have tainus psulim side to side. So akochach mekaymis yesh. And as we mentioned yesterday, in Yehuda, that's how the Shita Mekabetza says, in the Yehuda they were ramoim, and that is why one could not trust the other. That's why they were mamet sheshvinim. They were choshut for Ramois, Mashenkin and Golil, they were more ontlacha people. So it was not necessary to be mamet sheshvinim and Golil. One could trust the chosn. Others say, dachsachmeh, in Behuda they were mamet shnei sheshvinim. One to be memashmish the chosn. In Golu, they'll only mamid one sheshavim to be memashmish the kala. The kala could be that mitoich bushe, she would bring in asuda with tipidomim, so memeila could be that didn't have too much to remois. The chosn was a shayla if he was a ramay or not. So bekitzer, in Yehuda, the places when there weren't miyachid, the chosn and kala before the nesuim, and there was a Efshoris of Ramois in Yehuda, they were Mamet Shnei Sheshvinim, and in Golil, they weren't Mamet Shnei Sheshvinim. Then, B'Yehuda B'Rishayne Hoyu Sheshvinim Yeshenim B'Bayish Shechosn V'Kala Yeshenim Bo. There were other places in Yehuda that they were Gol Choshedan Ramois. So it wasn't sufficient that the Sheshvinim were Mamashmish, the Chosn, before they were Misyachid. Who knows what will happen after the Sheshvinim go away. Could be the Chosn had something up his sleeve. He would go out a minute. So in the Yehuda, the Sheshvinim were Yeshenim, Bebayish, Chosn, Vekala, Yeshenim Bo. God, I saw in the Meiri says, Becheder, Shechosn, Vekala, Yeshenim Bo. So, Lechayra, Tzamoyra, Dike, Modna, Maise. So then, I was Nesoyra, in Simin, Reishmem, Sivov, it says, a person should not be Mishamish Mitosoi, if someone is awake. But if he's not awake, as they state in Bir Aloche, then you'll have to be Mishamish Mitosoi. So it could be it's very meduyik. The Sheshvinim were Yeshenim Shom. They were sleeping there. Al Kaponim, they were there, they were sleeping. Mistamid, the Chosn was scared to do anything. They might wake up. But Al Kaponim, they were Yeshenim, because the Chosn was Choshedan Ramois. Begolo Loihoyu Oisin came. And the Shita Mekabetzes would seem, but there were places in Golul that they were Mamashmish, but they weren't Yeshenim. That means Golul, it seems, in Ramois, Golul never came to the Ramois that existed in Yehuda. Now, the Beraisa continues, V'chol sheloi noa kemine kazeh eina yoche litain tainis psulim. If he wasn't noyig this minig, then he can't taine taines psula. So the Gemara asks, ahai. And we have here three cases over here. We had, the first case was the minigis, they were misyached, the chosen and kala before the nisuin. It's a ilema areish, if it's going on the first case, so not kol shaloi noag minigaze, fakert, kol shenog mi boiloi, if they were misyached, the chosen and kala, ain't a yochalita in tainis psula. So can't be going on the reish. Elo a sefer, it's going on the sefer. Now if it's going on the sefer, we're going on the chosen. We're speaking about chosen eine yochelitain. So we're saying if he was not noyig the minig, eine yochelitain. So the only way that he can't be toyin tainis psulam is if he wasn't mushmish. That was not his department, that was the Schwer's department. So shouldn't say kol shaloi noag, which is going that the chosen wasn't noig. It means that the chosen wasn't by the car. It should have said kol shaloi mushmash mi boilei. Let us see Rashi. Kedesanya the mekaymis mekaymis yesh. Lamashmesh lefashvesh lamashmesh b'maiseyim b'oisei alayla. Shloye kalklu zel zebe maiseim betalmish. Shloye reze dam psulim. He shouldn't see dam psulim on the sude v'ye abe. V'zuloy tovi mapesh yeshela tipe domim. B'mokim shenogu l'mashmeish is leinogu l'yachad. Dilu b'mokim shenogu l'yachad my mishmish boy. You don't need mishmish. Harei ein shom tainis psulim. He can't taine tainis psulim side by side. Alme be Yehuda mekaymes mekaymes yesh. So the Gemara says, Ilema areish aminig de miyachdim kol shenoglis yachad mi boile. Then the inyochalite. Ela aseife aminig de mishmush shoshvinin kol shaloi mushmash mi boile. The hatoyin tainis psulim. If it says kol shalei nog, we're going and yochalita in tainis psulim, v'atoyin tainis psulim hu abal v'hu einay noyig mishmish shaboy. He doesn't take care of being memashmish himself. She'einay toli bebala lavi akala lemashmishoy shlo ya'abe des psuleo u'mishmush bekala shlo tovi damin achutz toli bebal. That was his parsha. To be memashmish the kala, veheiche toni, kol bal shaloi noag mishmish ene yochalita in tainis psulim, kolshke dim loi noig lemashmish. He wasn't memashmish the kala, vehei mishmish shuoisin. They were memashmish him the yochalita in seichizicha taine tainis psulim. Fakert, he wasn't a mashmish. Vafal pikein, they were memashmish, and vafal pikein, they see that the suda there's no tipei domim, si zichri katayne tainis psulim. Hochi boi leile misne, kol shaloi mushmash ene yochalitayim, di shema roa vi ibei. Omar Abaye loi lama reishe. So Abaye said it's going on the reishe. Utni kol shenohak kimine gazeh. I mean the first case, if there were noyig in Yehuda this minute, so then the halacha is that he can't tie the tainis psulim because there were mishachad koydim on the sui. Amalei rove, v'ho kol shaloi noak toni. The Braisa says kol shaloi noak. Elo amarovi hochi koma. Kol shaloi noak minig golil begolil. They were not noyig minig golil begolil, ala minig Yehuda begolil. That means that in golil there were miyachad achosin and kalev. Before the Nisuin, is if there were noyeg, minig, Yehuda begolol, and yocholita in tainis psulim. That's kol shalei nog, he was a noyeg, minig, golol begolol. Abash yom aloi lama seifa, otni kol shalei mushmash. Let us see Rashi. Ella omar rove hai kol shaloi nohak aminik de golik koi. The tone bebraise begololoi hoyo isim kain. They weren't misyached the chosen vekala. Alo koi kol shaloi noi kaminik haze begolol. They were not noig this minig in golol ala nisyached kaminik shebiyude eine yochalitain. He can't tainas psula. Sagt der Mishne weiter. Achas almonas Yisrael. Sei da almone was a bas Yisrael. Achas almonas koihanim. Sei da almone was a bas koin. Ksuboso mone. That means a bas koin is not better than a bas Yisrael. And just like the ksube of an almonas bas Yisrael is a mone, the same thing is a ksube of a mone of a bas koyin. Then the Mishnah continues, Bezdin shel kahanim o yugoyvin lipsula arba meyizuz. The Bezdin shel kahanim, they were misakin that if a bas koyin gets married, she is a different ksube. She's a different category. She's a bas koyin. So her ksub is arba meyizuz. V'loy michu biyodom chachomim. The chachomim were not moiche in this anhoge. For kelt, they held it's proper that the greater the yichus, the greater the ksub should be. Let us see Rashi. Almonas koyhanim, almone bas koyin. Are you going to psule? Bas koyin, shenises le koyin. Is b'choshken k'shenises li Yisrael. She's a bigger miyucheses than him. Avada givis that she gets a ksube of arba meyizuz. Zok the Gemara. Tone, we learned in a baraise, ba'almonas koyhanim ksuboso mosai. The Baraisit says that the ksube of an almona, which is a bas koyin, is mosayim. For not nam achas almonas Yisrael va'achas almonas kehanim ksuboson mona. We learned that the ksube is almona. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It's what's on the Baraisit. Omar Rav Ashi shtei takonis abe. There were two takonis. Mikoret kinu lepsula arba meyizuz. There were mesakin apsula bas koyin oksubis arba meyizuz. Ula almone mone, but an almone, so this wasn't a takone, this was an almone, which is a bas koyin, she is a regular ksube. Kivon the chazu the mezalzali bohu, since they saw that they were mezalzal in the almone bas koyin, is tekinu lohu moson. So they were mesakin that 200 zuz, and that is pshat the baraisa. Kivon the chazu the kaprishan minayu, but then they saw that their takone boomeranged, that an almonis baskoyin is the ksubis masayim zuz, so a person starts thinking, he's going to pay masayim zuz for a ksube, he might as well marry a psulos Yisrael. The omri adin esminin almonis kahanim nezel nesev besulos bas Yisrael. So memele, so this takone, it did not help. Is adrinu lemilsayu. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is the Mishnah is after they saw that the takone of Mosayim is not letoivas the almonis baskoyin. So they were masakin. It should be again amone. Let us see Rashi. Zekrashi shtei takonis havel la almone baskoin. There were two takonis. The mizalzel bu, so Rashi says, pshat, they were mizalzel ba'amonis. What was the zilzel? Kalois be'einehen lehoitzion. They used to give them gittin very readily. Bibnei sheksuboson bu'etes. Tkinulu moson, tignai oyolohen. Because that was a gnai that they, every month in Donishtik, they used to give gittin to the amonis. This is a common machla. Why, what's all of a sudden the problem here? An almona is not so batuach, she won't be geget. It's kalbain of legarsha, since the ksuba is not so expensive. Mir kahanim chshivi tvei, ugnai lahem gerushe b'naiseim yoisem yiso. So this already is a zilzul. But the Bnei's Kahanim, that you megarish them, so therefore they were masakin that the Almonis Baskoyin should be Mosaim. But then they saw later that it boomeranged, so they went back to Amonim. Bezdin shel Kahanim, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, loy Bezdin shel Kahanim bilvad omru. Not only Bezin Shel Kahanim made this takone that a Baskoyin should have a higher ksube, ala filo mishpochais hamiyuchoseis b'Yisrael imrotzu laseis keder shekahanim oisin. They want to do the way the Kahanim did, and there should be a higher rate for the tashlumi ksube for a besule from a Bas Yisrael HaMiyuchases, they're permitted to do it. We'll see in Taisis, the Chiddush is, they wrote the Chozilichi, it wasn't a Taisis, it was written in the Ksuba that this is what she deserves. And the Miyuchases also made this takone, that the Miyuchases have a different Tashlumim for the Ksuba's Psula. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Shmuel. We learn Taroitza Lasis Kederech Shekahanim Oisin Kegoin Bas Yisroel Lekoin. So the Miri brings down the Yerushalmi Bas Yisroel Lekoin is because she's also becomes Choshev. She becomes a Eishes Koin. So an Eishes Koin has a different Ksube. U Bas Koin Le Yisroel. Or here she has a Chshive. She's a Bas Koin. Is oisin. So it says a marshal haroitzelas gder shekanem oisin. What's gder shekanem oisin? Gain bas yisrael lekoyin, bas koyin lisrael oisin. Bas yisrael lekoyin, or bas koyin lisrael, the iketzat kohune, aber bas yisrael lisrael loy. So the Gemara says, Loi mi boi koma. Loi mi boi bas Yisrael, Yisrael, Loi moza oma lol, ilu yi koma linen loch. He can't tell her, ilu yi koma linen loch. There's a maila that you married me, because he doesn't have a maila. She's a miyuchases, and she doesn't have a maila. He doesn't have a maila. Avo bas Yisroel lekoyin, the motzi omer luyi komalin aloch, eim alois, kamash malon, afilo bas Yisroel lekoyin, even though he's malor, afalpikain, he still gives her a ksube of, albemeis. That means even though he's the Siba of her Ilui, Afal Pikain, she still gets a Ksuba of Arba Meis. Let us see Taisis. Shtei Takonis Habe. Vilekala Meima Dechode Takona Havoi. Why do you have to say there were two Takonis? Let's say there was one Takon. Umas Nisin Koidim Takone. The mission is before the takone. We said there was a matzev, and they saw the mezalzel with Bnei's Kahanim, so they made a takone that that it should be Mosai. So it could be the Mishnah was before the takone. So Taisa says you can't say that. The chazina nashta, the leslu mosai. We see nowadays they don't have mosai, so we can't say that the Braisa was the last takona, because we see lemaisa that a bas and amonis bas koyin lemaisa gets amona. So that's what we have to say differently, that the first takona was she should get Mosayim, and the last takona was she should get Amon. The lek alameima nami dimi ikorek itkinu lipsula arba meis, kinu gamkein la almone Mosayim. So with that takona, and then later, that was the takona. There was one takona that Bnois Kahanim get a large ksube, psule arba meis, and almone mosayim, and then later they made an almone like Abbas Yisrael, paita one takone is this. Then svor lesakin l'almone mosayim, mloi ache shero tzoyrech. They wouldn't be mesakin by almone mosayim. Unless there was a tzoyrech, the mezalzibu, ukach mikol lirotzu l'shanoisa mishar almon. That means, without any reason, they didn't want to differentiate an almon abas koin from other almons. But even the chosi, the kamezalzibu, roi shoye tzoyrech, there was a need, is tikol lehem moson. Kim the chosi, the poshim in ayadrinu l'mosai. Kachutzach loimer, shtei takoni savi. There was one takone to give them moson. L'tzayrech, and then there was one takone to give them back a month. Kivin dechozu de mezalzali bohu, perish bekuntres, shayukalais beineyem lohitziyam. That they used to go and readily be megarish them, fishoisek suboson muetes. Because the mikore nami avi yodi shekalis by name loitzin kimi the monachosh of dover muet, so mikore mikrosova lepsaif mikrosova. Venira la rila forish a different shot. The mizalzli bohu shemitzas pnei odom hoyonim noim milinoisam. The zilzal was that people stopped marrying almonis bnois kehanim. Why? Vishay kalis beinayim she'ein lo ksuba elo revia mima she'yesh lo lepsula. So they saw that by a bas koyin, the pgam of bu'ula is much greater than the pgam. She's a bas koyin, and b'afal pikein she gets a fourth of what a psula gets. So they saw that the pgam in Abbas Koyin is much greater than the Pgam in Abbas Yisrael. So there was Mikzes B'nai Odom that stopped marrying them in Gansen. So they had difficulties getting married. It's Kindle Mosen. Kim the Chose de Pol Sheminai Legamri was on the Messiah, like this when they were Messiah Moson, so those miktsas bnei odom nimnoim. That was a zilzal. But then when they were misakin moson, so then no one wanted to marry them. Gim de chosu de poshe minayu legamri, bo ye koivtsim koidem al psulos yisroib, lo ye shum odom koivetz aleim, adrinu le mosai. I did not get mikore mizalzali, Shahoyu nimnoim v'loy legamri pershim. Posahochet nokato porshim. It's according to Taisves, was the same thing happened with the Moson and the, with the Mone and the Moson. They were Pirish. So what's Pshat the Shini Aloshin? No, but when there was a Mone, there was only Miktsas that were Pirish. So that's why it's called a zilzel, that they weren't, there wasn't such a market for them, but that's called a zilzel. And then when they raised the price of the ksube, then kulam posh. Bezdin shel kaihanim or yegoyim lemicha biyadam chacham. Af al pi shelay kosav beloshen taisvitz. Now let's appreciate the chiddush. Shelay kosav beloshen taisvitz. They didn't write in the ksube, they're being moisef. Ela arbe meyis dechazi lechi. They wrote in the ksube that you deserve arba meyis. The kasalka daitech d'lei tigveh. If you write the chazil lechi, d'lei chazil, that means they're no different than anyone else. Ubaloshen toisvis lei kasal. Kamash malon, d'minik toiv meyoido. It's very good. The roi liyos bekunah b'mishpoches amilchoses. V'shaych b'ulamei medachozil lechi. Fakert, that's proper. That's proper. Va'afilu, and then nochmer, va'afilu leikosav laksub, va'afilu, they didn't write a ksub at all. Is goy va'al b'meyis, b'tnai bezn, k'may b'bnois Yisrael masayim. The takone gemurahi. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hanoisei esa isha v'loi motza lo psulim. And after the nisuin, there's no psulim. And he asks her, what happened? Is he a meres? So she's moide, a tama bu'ula. Misherestani nenasti. That someone was manas me after the erison. V'nistach v'sodeyu. And Nebuch, it's never your hard luck that your wife, the woman is your wife, but you owe me exubis mosayim. Vuhu oimer loiki, ela achle restiho. That, no, you were nivul, mistama, you were nivul before the erison. Why should I believe you were nivul after the erison? Bo ye mekri mekach tois. And so it's konsa becheskas besula vanimtseis buule. We had a machlokes before, Rav Sheshes and Rove, if it's a mekach, according to Rove, it's a mekach tois legamri, doesn't know or anything, according to Rav Sheshes, it's a mekach tois an a monem. So, l'cher, the shibud is a tois. Bekitza, we have here a tainis bori mitzad de ishe, that she's tining, he owes her Mosayim. And he's coming with a tiny shema. Could be, I don't owe you anything, or I owe you a money. Rabban Gamliel ve Rabbi Elezer Imrim Nemenes. That we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua Imer Leimi Pionu Chayim. Why should we believe her? Whatever she says is Teres Moshe. Al Reizu Becheskas Bula Acheloitis Aris. We have to assume we have to be chayish that maybe she's a bu'ula till she proves her kelt. Maybe she's a bu'ula before the erison. Behitosai, and she was matam. She should have told him she's a bu'ula. Ad she tovi raya ledvoreo. Till she'll bring a raya. Zot rashi nemenis kosol kadaitach mishum de bori vishemo bori yodif. Hareizu becheska shenivla acheloitis areis vihito osoi, and it's a mekach tois. Itma, moneli biotcho. You have someone is teiveya, a malve is teiveya, a person. He says, I lent you a mone. Ba'lo imer eini yedei. And he says, I don't know if I ever borrowed from you. I don't remember. Rav Yehude v'ravuna omri chayev. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Omri Potter. So we have a case of Bori Veshemo, Rav Yehudim, Rav Huna, Omri Chayiv, and Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Omri Potter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehudim, Omri Chayiv, Bori Veshemo, Bori Yodif. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Omri Potter, Uki Momoino, Becheskas Morei. That, with a tainus bori, you can't be moitzi mammon from a murzik. He's a murzik. You're not proving that I owe you the money. Uki mamoine becheskas more. Before we go further, it'll be negeya taisus, but just to, I mean, what is the svore of Rav Yehud and Rav Hune? I mean, we have a klala meitzim echaveri olavaraya. So lechayre, he says, I lent you a money, but where is the echiteisha? Should we believe him that he should be able to be meitzi a money? Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon is more understandable. So I'd like to mention three mahalchim. The Chedush Yarim in the Chubis and Eben Ezer says as follows. Bemison, the loive has to pay out Sofik Ezel. He says, you don't know. Yenna says he does know. So me Sofik him a chuyif to pay him out the Yeredei de Kishayla, out the Isa de Kishayla. I mean, we hold la loche that you put it to pay, but lots of day shemaim you chayef to pay. So memele, he held a fellow midini odom. He's a bori and you're a shema, so you should pay him. It's one mahalach. The mahalach, the Beis Halevi says in a note that the teveya is coming with a hechoche. In odom teveya elim ken yeshloi. You schlep someone to Bezdin, you teveya someone. If you want to steal, there's other ways how you steal. That's not, if a person is teveya yena, that's a psa hechoche. In odom teveya ken yeshloi. And it seems that's a hechoche. We find, the Gemara says that, there's a din shvu es heses. So why do you swear Shavuos Hesed mit Rabbon? Ein Adam Teveyim Ken Yeshloi. If he's mourning from him, Mestome, there's Yesh Dvarim Begav. So Machsim the Beis Levi says that's the Svar of Bori V'Shema. He holds it strong enough afilu to be Meitzi Momen if Yen is in Makreshek. And then there's a third Svar that by Emerson, this is in Hilchus Toyim V'Nitten, if Baldover is Toyim, you have to, if he's mourning something from you, you can't just ignore it, you have to answer him. And then any day isn't an answer. That means someone is mourning from you, you have to face him And that's a loch. Perhaps it's not als birl, but it's hilchus tayim v'nitten. That's hilchus tayim v'nitten. If someone is tayin on you, you have to answer. And Hashem isn't. I don't know. Maybe yes. Maybe no. That's not answering him. So not als birl that he's correct, but in hilchus tayim v'nitten, a tayin has a schus to father something, and Yenna has to answer him, and if he doesn't answer him, he has to pay. Akaponim, that's the svore, one of three ways we can explain Rav Yehuda and Rav Hune. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, we very easily understand. We have a klal, in order to be meitzi mammon from a murzik, a meitzi mechaver lo varai, if to be a birur, there's no, the hell, this is not a, but this is not enough of a biro, according to the second shot, that you can be meitzi mammon with this. Omalei, so we have three mahalchim. Omalei Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, Oder Rav Hune ve Rav Yehuda de Shmuley. Rav Hune Rav Yehuda, that's according to Shmuel. So he's gehalten. This nun, we learned in the Mishnah, Haisa Muberes, Nisha was Muberes. Va'omru lo, and they approached her, she's a Pnuye, she's Muberes. Va'omru lo, ma'ativoi shal uberze. What, who's the boil? And she says, Mish Pliny, the Kain, don't worry, it's a Choshev, a Boil, and Bubo's also a Choshev, is a Miuchis. Is Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Imrim Nemenis, that she's Nemo. For Oma, Rabbi Yehuda, Oma Shmuel, Halochek, Rabbi Gamliel. We pass called from Gamliel that she's Nemon on the Yichus of the Yuba. Va'omar lei Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda la Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda told Rav Yehuda, Shini ne'amret lon mishmei de Shmuel aloche kam Gamliel af barishayna. That not only do we pass called from Gamliel when there's no Shaila v'itzos moment, by Uber it's only a Yichus like a Shaila, no, you said we paskin according to Rav Gamliel afilu in the first case. That means our case, when she says Misherestani Nenasti, and she wants to be Maitzi Moment from a music. My Barish, my Af Barishain. What's Af Barishain? Af or Gav Dikalameima Ukima Moina Becheskas More. Even though in our case we have here a murzik, Afal Piken, you said that Shmuel had said that we paskal at the Gamliel, Amar Rabbi Gamliel Bariot. So Bekitzer, so Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel had said that we paskal like Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah. Is Leime Rabbi Yehuda veRabuna da Omri Rabbi Gamliel? So Memele. So why do we believe her when she says Misherestani Nenasti? Because she's a Bori and he's a Shemo. So in Rabbi Gamliel holds Bori Yodef, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Domri, Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua says Lo Mipi Onichayim. So he holds Bori v'Shemo, Lav Bori Yodef. So that's how the Gemara wanted to explain the Machloikis of Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. And in the Machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is, if we paskin like Rav Gamliel or like Rav Yeshua. Omer lecho Rav Nachman ano da omri afilu ke Rav Gamliel. No. I hold like Rav Gamliel. Ad kan loikoma Rav Gamliel hosom. In the case of our Mishnah, that we believe her when she says Misher Estani, Nenasti, Elo di Ika Migu, because she has a Migu. She could have said that she was a Mukas Eitzani Tachtacho. That's what she could have said. And if she would have said Mukas Eitzani Tachtacho, we also don't believe her. I can taste it the way she said. They can still say it was actually Rasticho Nenasta. But Al Kaponim, if she's lying, it's a more becover the kalai to say Mukasaitani Tachtecha. And that's the Birr of Migu. The Birr of Migu is that if a person is a liar, so they would pick out a nice lie, don't pick out a batlonish lie. So Memele, so if she said, this is an embarrassing thing she's saying, she's a bula, but she could have explained it in a more bekovedik oifen, that she's really not a bula, she's a mukeseit, and she's mutalakoyen. She could have, if she's not telling the truth, she should have said it in such an oifen. So she said it in an oifen that she's being mafset herself, the way she's saying that's mishama, because the emes is pushing her. She can't say a lie, so she has to tell the truth, even though the mice, by saying this, she's passing herself lacuna, but what should she do? She says the emes. So she has amigo. So that's why Gamliel holds that she's Nemon. It's a Bori Vishemo with amigo. No, a Bori Vishemo with amigo, that adds up to Chayv L'Shalom. But over here, he says, Monali Biyotcha, and Yenna says, I don't know. So Memela, so there is no Migu. My Migu Ike. Inami, ad kan loy kamar am Gamliel losom, a different svar, not al smigu, od amrinen uk me achezoke, there's a cheskes haguf, that is saying the way she said. That means he's saying that she became ois psula before the Eirison, and cheskes haguf says that Mr. Mishi was a psula as long as possible, so we have to put it after the Eirison. So Mamela, so Rav Nachman also holds like Am Gamliel. Am Gamliel is a different cheshbon in Gans. Ochinami mistavri kede komishanina. So the Gemara says, the Rav Nachman doma kamliel, it's not mistavri like that. The Rav Nachman also holds like Am Gamliel. The im came, because if not, it's kasha hilchas ha-hilchas, and the kaimon hilchas the Rav Nachman bedin, we pass on like Rav Nachman. So how does these two halachas stem? That our Mishnah, there's a Yisroin by the Ishi, either Migu or Cheskas Haguf. Let us see Rashi. Chayev L'Shalom. By Bori V'Shemo, Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna holds Chayev L'Shalom, Potam L'Shalom. So Rashi says, Umikol Moke Mashbin Elei Shvuas Eser Shekeinu Kedvor, but he has to swear that he doesn't know. Sheine Yedei Shu Chayev L'Shalom. We Zichev Den Odom Tavim Ken Yesh L'Shalom, so we won't believe you off your vote. You say you don't know, fine. So swear that you don't know. The koyin uklaimim yuchasu av barishoyne gabitvias ksuba. We also paskin like a Gamliel. What's the av? That here did be a svara to say uki ksubach. Acheskos acheskas bal. Och anami gabimon lebiotra. Kameim anami uki mamoyne becheskas more yupoto. So the Gemara says, Elodik amigo. Here it's different, because here she has amigo. Kigain. Misherestani nenasti. And the next Mishnah will have, Kigain, hiay meres mukis eitz ani. She says she was a mukis eitz before the Eirison. He says, loy drusus isha. Kiwa drusus isha. Vemrin amigo. Diboy toano. Taine ma'al yoso mehach. If she'd be a liar, she should have tained a better taine. Kigoy. Misherestani nenasti, have taine mukes eitzani, taine ma'al yoso. This is a better taine. If she's lying, so why did she pick out such a batlonish a lie? She should have said mukes eitzani. Leposlo nafsha mikohune. She could have said mukes eitzani tachtecha. And she passes herself. Why did she have to bow on the Torah's eyes? So Tzarai, she's telling the truth. The Gabi here, Meres Mukes Eitzani, Iboy Omra Mukes Eitzani Tachtecho. If she's a liar, so, and Mukas Eitz is a lie. Why did you say Mukas Eitz Ani before the Eirison? And she's only moaning a money. Let her say Mukas Eitz Ani Tachtecho Vislei Mosa. She also wouldn't be believed. But it's a better taina. Why is she taining a batlonish taina? This is a better taina. There's a migo of a taina malyosa al kapona with a tzir fabori b'shema. Ka'amrad mukes eitzani koydum lachain ve'ein li elamona. Agav uche, there's a ritva before, the ritva says, we heard before, machlokes rameya, and the chachomim, if a mukes eitz is ksubosa masayim, like a boigres, Subosa mona, like a ba'ula. So the Ritzvah says, he says, if he can be medame a mukas eitz to a ba'ula, that's a chachamim. So vice that she has all characteristics of a ba'ula. That means it's pischa pasuach, and she doesn't have a tainus domim. And he brings a raya from our Gemara, from our Mishnah. From our Gemara, the Gemara says she has a migah from Mukas Eitz. That means he's tining that she's a bula. That's what he's tining. So she has all the symptoms of a bula, which l'chayra means pischa pasua, a bula, and then there's no domin. I mean, the Rach says a Mukas Eitz is pischa sosum. So Al-Kochi, if you say he's coming with a tainus domim, he's not talking about Pischa Pasur, he's a bochid, a boch upon him. The Ritva understood, it seems, he's tining, she's a ba'ula, and he's tining everything, and we say, amigo, she could have said, who says it happened to be it? It happened through Mukaseit. So Al-Kaponim, the Ritva wants to say, taka Mukaseit is Pischa Pasur, and then tainus domim. So Mamela, that's this migwa over here. So why did she have to open up her mouth and say that she was a bula? Let us say, Mukasaitani tachtecha. Avulhochi gabihai toiveya, my migwike de lahemne, where does he have a migwa? Hilkahukim amoyne becheskas moy. That's one ma'alech. O ukme achezoke, misavkelom. We have a sofik, ashas erison, ipsula havoy. When she became an arusa, was she a psula? When ishtabed lo lamosayim, ibula haboy. Or she was a bula then. Hamidish al cheskosa besula nildo. Vahach, I know she's a bula. Hash to the isnis ach eirisen. It's by the eirisen yevesofik what she was. Yostela an cheskas psula. But over here by Bori Vishemo, my chazoki is lelai tovei denukmei acheskei ligvoi. Silka silbosa chazoka de mamoine. Tim kain, the Rav Nachman loy metukim krab Gemril, krab Yeshua. If Rav Nachman holds a krab Yeshua, kash ilchase 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 krab Nachman bedini. Let us see Taisvis. Vuhu oimer loy ki ad shalayer asticho nenasto. So Taisu says, afal gav de besayf haminiach daik midiktoni loy ki de mayri bebori. Loshen loy ki seems he's saying a positive taine. Hoche de leke lemite ktoni loy ki afal gav dairi bishem. Here you can make a tois. How could he know when she was nibble? So kapocha. So here the Tanya is the loshen loyki, even though the loshen is a little misleading, but we'll understand he's coming with a tiny shema. Monali biyotcha v'lo imer eini yedeya perish eini yedeya imhil visani me'olam. When do we say bori v'shema lav bori yodev? If he doesn't know bechlal if he ever borrowed money, avol hil visani. Ve'eini yoideya impraticho. What if it's a different shaila? He's moide. What is if it's a different shaila? He's moide that he borrowed money. There's a cheskes chiyev. And he's mesupik if he paid up. Then we pass ken chayev. He says, bori v'shema with a cheskes chiyev. Then we pass ken his chayev. Rav Hune v'Rab Yehuda Omri Chayv. Rav Hune and Rab Yehuda od Bori v'Shemo Bori Yodev. L'chayr nire. The last lohu the Rab Abe the Oma Mitoich Shen Yochel L'Shove Mishalem. Now Taisvus will be Mekasher l'alocha Bori v'Shemo Bori Odev to the Aloha of Rab Abba Mitech Shen Yochel Shove Mishalem. Rab Abba said a Aloha that if a person is Mechuyev Ashvue and he can't swear, so Rab Abba said he's Mechuyev to pay. That's the Chiddush of Rab Abba Mitech. Mitech Shen Yochel Shove and Yochel Shove. There's a case he doesn't want to swear. There's ich aloche oiteshova oiteshalom. That's when he could swear and he doesn't swear. But when he can't swear, so Rababe says, mitoich shen yochel leshovam, he can't swear, it's mitoich shen yochel leshovam mishalom. It's a chiyiv tashlum. So Taisva says that L'chaira we have to say that Rav Huna is Chaylik and Rav Abba. Where do we come to do we derive such a conclusion? So Taisva is as follows. The time of the Rav Abba, the Makair of Rav Abba, that is a Chiyev Tashlumim, if he can't swear, Mishum de Dorish, he darshens from the Posek as follows. Shvuas Hashem tiye bein Shneim. The Shneim is Mustama the Mafkid and the Nifkid, the Malv and the Loive. V'loi bein Shnei Hayorshim. So there's a Pesamir. Bein Shneim, v'loi bein Shnei Hayorshim. Kigoin, what's the case of Shnei Hayorshim? Kigoin, Omar, Mona la'abo b'yad avicho. If Yimon from a Yorish, you know, my father lent your father a money. The Omar, and the Yorish says, Chamshin Yadan, I know 50 my father borrowed. The Chamshin Lo Yadan, but 50 I don't know. I don't know Bechavi borrowed it, but I don't know. 50 I don't know. Now, he's not Mechuyiv to know. How should he know his father's Cheshboinis? So there's no Tvi on him. He should be Mevara with a Shua. He's a Moide B'mitzvah B'mitzvah, but there's no Tviya on him to be Mevara with a Shua because it's not Mutal Olav on him to know. So that's the Diyik. Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim V'loi Ben Hayosh. So the Gemara Darshan, so Rababa Darshan, that if Shneim will be Dumya to Ben Hayoshim, then will be Mechuyif to pay. That's the Diyik. If a Yorish says, Chamshin Yadane v'chamshin lo Yadane, so the Chal Nochiv Shvu on the Yorish. But if the father will say, Chamshin Yadane v'chamshin lo Yadane, then there'll be a Chiv to pay. That was Rababa's Droshe. V'avua ki ay gavne, mitoich sheine yochel shava mishal. So bekitzer, that's the Mekor of Rababa. But Bekitzer Rababa had a posik that if a person is a moide b'miktsas and he says eini yodeya on the other half is mechuyev to pay. He has a posik. That's the sibis achiyev is because there's a lomdus of mitoir sheni yochel shov mishal. Ve'i monali biyotcho v'lo imer eini yodeya chayev. If will hold bori v'shemo. Is bari odav his chayev ain kan shvue. Dafil why me any idea ba kol chayev. So Taisvus asks a more de kikashe. The aloch of shvue is that tishove v'loy tishale. Kolam nishboim v'loy mishalman. That means that the shvue the raisa is if you swear you don't have to pay. Now. If we'll have such a case of a Maida B'mitzis, that the Malva says, I lent you $100, and the Leiva says, 50 I remember, 50 I don't remember. So now, if the Aloch is that Bori B'Shem and Bori Yodif, so he's Mechuyif to pay him the other 50, finished. So there's no Din Shvu over here. The din shvua, the araisa is that, nishboim v'loim mishalmen. Here there's no din nishboim v'loim mishalmen. Fakert, there's no chiyev shvua, there's a chiyev tashlumen. And Rab Abe said, fakert, there is a chiyev shvua. Now there's a nudem mitev shin yochel shova mishalem. So, vaisis Rab Abe holds that the haloche of bori v'shem yod zlav bori yodif. So if there's a chiyev tashlumim, it's alts mitoich. And if that's the whole mekor of Rav Abba, so Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, that hold bori v'shemo, bori yodiv, so they don't hold mitoich, because the whole mekor of Rav Abba is this posik. That says in other words, b'chamshin yidana v'chamshin lo yodana, there's a din of mitoich. According to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, there's no din of mitoich, there's a din of mishalom, alts bori v'shemo. Fine. So it comes out that the halacha of Bori Veshema and the halacha of Mitoich Atoli Zeboze. If you hold Bori Veshema, Bori Odev, then you can't hold Mitoich. If you hold Mitoich, you can't hold Bori Veshema, Bori Odev. Veim Toima, Veteima. The Perik Yeshnoichlem, Gabriel Ze Achi, Mashma Dabaye Islay Moneli Biyotcha Valoimer Eni Edei Achayev. Now let us explain what the story was over there for a minute. There was a very interesting story. There's a Yaakov died, and he left over two children, Reuven and Shimon, left over $30, two children. Now, Reuven comes, and so, theoretically, so Reuven gets $15, let's forget about Bechayr, and Shimon gets $15. Now, there's a Levi passes by, and Reuven tells Shimon, you know, this Levi, he's our brother, you never knew, but he's our brother. Levi also didn't know he's a brother, but Reuven knows that he's a brother, and Reuven says he's a brother. So Reuven is tiny, so he should get, all three of us should get $10. We have three brothers, and I love those, the $30, each one should get $10 in the Yerusha. And the Mishnah says, it doesn't work like that. Shimon gets $15. Reuven gets $7.50. And he'll give Levi. You say he's a brother, so you give him your chelik, half of your chelik. $7.50. But Shimon takes $15. So the Gemara says, oh, that's a rabbi said. L'chayre, it's Bori v'shemo. Reuven is a Bori. Reuven says that Shimon is supposed to get $10. Shimon is a Shem, he doesn't know. So we see, Bori v'shemo lav Bori Yodav. That's what rabbi said. Abaye says over there, no, it's a Bori al yedei acher, not a Bori from a Baldova. That means if Levi would come with a taina and Levi would say that, listen, I'm a brother, give me, so, and then Shimon says, I don't know. No, that's Bori v'shemo. But here it's a Bori al yedei acher. Reuven, Shimon ketaina, the Rashbam says, la bardvom didiyatu. I'm not machuiv to answer your tainus. So here it's not Bori v'shem. So al kaponim from Abaye we see that Abaye in Yisod holds Bori v'shem as Bori Yodav. No, there it's not a Bori v'shem because it's a Bori Yodayach. So al kaponim we know from the Gemara in Yeshnoichlam we see that Abaye holds Bori v'shem or Bori Yodav. Fine. And now in Cheskes Abatim, it seems Abai holds like Rababe. We just said that if you hold Bori V'shema, Bori Yodav, he can hold like Rababe. V'yeshloima, ma'afilu leman de yom ha'chayv. So Taisus says, it's not totally habo. You could hold Bori v'shemi Bori Odev. You could hold Rababe. How the Makir of Rababe is the drosha Shvuas Hashem tiye ben shneim loy ben ayorshim that by shneim if he says any yedeya there's a din mitoich in according to Kol Bori v'shemi there's no din mitoich he's chayim as Bori v'shemi. So Taisa says that Philo Man the Yom Machayiv Ikele Medrash Vus Hashem Tia Ben Shneim Loi Ben Ayershim the Shneim Loi Yodi Elo Sheidechot Meid Sheechot Chayv Lechavei Raimone the Avuo Mitosh Yachalishov Mishalom. So Taisa says, and you say this to Keteretz, the Pasuk Shvus Hashem Tia Ben Shneim Loi Ben Ayershim, in other words, is telling me when the Yoshim say, Eini Yodei, and they can't swear the potter. When the father says, Eini Yodei, and he can't swear, he's chai. Fine. So the Gemara Grad says that it's speaking about a Shvuas Maida B'Mitzvah. So Taisus says it doesn't have to be necessarily speaking about a Shvuas Maida B'Mitzvah. It could be speaking about a Shvuas Eidecho. So watch out a Shvuas Eidecho. So Taisus says that the Bemison, the Toyin, the Toiveya and the Nitva, both of them Hashem. Both of them don't remember anything. No, there's an Eidecha that remembers there was a Nalvo. So Memele, so Pshat is like this. So an Eidecha is saying, Berl lent you $100. That's what Eidecha is saying to the Nitva. Berl lent you $100. Berl personally, he doesn't remember. He doesn't remember. The Nitva also doesn't remember. So now, Als der Loch auf Bori Vishemo, there's no Bori Vishemo over here, because the Eidechod is a, he's an Acher, he's not a Baldovo, there's no der Loch auf Bori Vishemo over here. Steht in Posig, Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, Veloi Ben Eyoshim, the Berl is Mechuyiv to pay, Als der Loch auf Mitoich. So Taisvis just said that even though when the Gemara speaks about the limud of mitoich, the Gemara speaks about a shvuas meide b'mitzvos. Not necessary to speak about a shvuas meide b'mitzvos. That's one marshal. You can speak about another case. You can speak about a case of shvuas eidechot, and now we'll avoid all problems. Now I'd like to mention two inyonim. Number one. We have to know there's a big machloikus harishainim. If a shvuas eid echod needs a tainus bori from the teveya, Rashi in Chumash, Rashi in Bob Metzia holds that there's no, not an eid echod can be machayev a shvuas. A baldovo tainus a tainus bori, he comes with an eid echod, then you machayev a shvuas. So according to Rashi, this is not eretz, because the whole shvuas eid echod is only with a tainus bori from the teveya. So we're back where we started from. So tzvaita bori v'shem. So we see, Abba Taisvis is chaylik. Taisvis Abba Taisvis is also chaylik on Rashi. Taisvis holds that a shvuas eidechod does not need a tainus bori from the teveya. That's number one. Number two is a very interesting ha'oreh. That the Achrayim ask, at this Taisvis, the Chem de Shloime asks, others ask the Kashim, a very interesting Ha'orah. So what is Taisvis saying? Taisvis is saying as follows, that could be Bori Vishemo, Bori Odev, and the Posik is speaking about, when there's no Bori from the Baldova, there's Neibech. Okay. So now people start making a mathematical cheshbon. Bori of a baldovo and a shema, bori v'shema, is bori yodif. So, yeah, that's it. So bori v'shema, bori yodif. Bori you bori, what is, if he comes and says, I lent you $100, and the nitva says, I did not borrow $100, finished, so, garnished. So, and Eid Echad says Bori, and the Nitva says Bori, and Eid Echad says, you borrowed $100. I saw that, and Eid Echad says that I saw how you borrowed $100, and the Nitva says, I didn't borrow. You have to swear. You have to swear. That's the Nishuas Eid Echad. So now, let's put everything on a scale. Who is more choshuv? And Eid Echad, or a bori. So we'll prove it by shvuah. A bori, if both of them are come with a tainus bori, the teveya and the nitva come with a tainus bori, so he doesn't have to swear. An eid echot, a strange person, he's not an again, an eid echot comes with a tainus bori, the nitva has to swear. So we see that an eid echot with a tainus bori is stronger than a baldovo with a tainus bori. So now, what should the halacha be if an eid echad comes with a tainus bori and the nitva comes with a tainus shema? So mathematically, he should say bori v'shema by an eid echad. If an eid echad is stronger than a bori when by a tainus bori, so an eid echod should be stronger than a tainus bori by a tiny, akbonim equal to a tiny bori by a tiny shemo. So me mele, so what did Taisus answer? So Taisus had a problem. That if yod bori vishema bori yod, how could the pasuk be, tell me, and then of me toichis mechuyiv, als the tiny bori? So Taisus answered, no, he's not tiny bori. But Eid Echad is timing Bori. And L'chayre, the Bori of the Eid Echad is better or equal to the Bori of the Baldova, of the Teveya. This Kasha, the Shloime is this Kasha. Others are this Kasha. The way we had mentioned before, that if you learn that it's, let's say, the third Mahalach, that the tam, that a bori v'shemod is a din that you have to, in hilchas toyim v'nitten, you have to answer the taina of the tevei. He's mourning you to, that you have to answer him, and any day is not an answer, so you have to pay. So that's a bazundere din, someone is tevei mila din, that's a schus of a teveya, that you have to answer my tiny. You can't say, I don't know, in a guten tag. But when so that's why you have to pay. My she'en came by a neidechot, you're not a teveya. Lav bal dvorm didiyat. I mean, you're very nice, but you know, I don't have to answer your tiny. I'm not, some of my mailers are finished. Even the monos of a shvue. Right, you make a shtickle dror, a shtickle leichochem. The mensch is saying the truth, but it's not more than that. This I have zugezeichen, Rabbi Foyle Shor said this teretz on the chem de shloim is kashe. Tema. Now Taisu says another kashe. Rabbi Yehuda gufei islai bereish haporet. Afilu nizik oimer bori, umazik oimer shemo, hamoitzi mechaveiro olavarai. Let's just say what the Gemara says over there. The Gemara says, the Mishnah is speaking about such a case, that shir shenogach esapor, v'nimtza ubra betzido. And we don't know what caused the hapola of the ubar. Did the negiche cause the apollo of the uber, or the pachad of the shur chasing the pora that caused the apollo of the uber? So if the pachad caused it, so it's a grommet, so the balasher is potter. If the negiche caused the apollo, so the balasher is chaye. So the Mishnah says, so the balasher pays, the Baal Asher pays Chatzi Nezek to the Baal Apore. Tam pays Chatzi Nezek. And then for the Yubi pays Rabbi Nezek. So Sofik, if he owes him Chatzi Nezek of the Yubi, if he owes him nothing, so he pays Rabbi Nezek. So the Gemara says in Baba Kame, Rabbi Yehuda said, Zu Divrei Sumchis. Sumchis holds this. Sumchis holds moment a mutl besafik chilkin. As a safik, if he owes, he doesn't know, so he says chilkin. Avachachomi moimrim ze klal godl bedin, ameitzi mechaveiroi ola borai. So mamela, according to the chachomim, you won't pay anything for duba. You want to pay for duba. Bring a raya that the shir was negeich duba. So the Gemara says, what is pshat ze klal godl? That's klal godl. What to tell us? So klal godl stands us that even the nizik oimer bori and the mazik oimer shemo is also meitzim mechaveri olavarai. So we see that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, our Rabbi Yehuda that says bori v'shemo. Bori Yodiv, if he says, according to the Chachomim, Zek Lal Godl Bedin, Afilu Nizek, Oimer Bori, Yemazek, Oimer Shema, Amaitzi Mechaveiroi, Olo Vorai.